Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll
and at
live.
The bottom of this hour, we got Raekwon Gray, Florida State forward, who's an NBA draft prospect. He's hoping to get drafted by the NBA after this season. So we will talk to him about that and wish the young man good luck. But anyway, we're going to go back to the NFL. This, of course, is the scheduled release day, and it's out now. And no doubt fans are devouring the schedules. And it's a huge day for NFL fans. Probably a bigger day for fans than the players. Although I'm sure players take a look at it, but I don't know that they're devouring it like fans.
You know what I mean, Chris? Yes, I wanted to see a couple things.
Who we playing? Who we on national TV against? How many times?
You said Nick Wright goes over the schedule and makes everybody's record. Really, Nick, can you show me the last few years of you doing that and how accurate you were? Because I know you picked Kansas City to win the Super Bowl, and you picked them to win 16 of the 16
I think he picked
games.
Kansas City against Dallas this year coming up.
Right. That's what I'm
But
I'm
just impressed
saying.
By but that. You I'm impressed by Nick doing that. I mean, that is incredible to go through every game and pick the winner and loser. That's,
you know what?
That's
Maybe
pretty
take
impressive.
The family out to dinner. How's that? That might be
well,
a nice
Well, I'm sure he does. We actually went to dinner with Nick and his wife, me and my wife. It was good. Good time. Good. You know he lives in Harlem.
Who paid?
Honestly, I don't remember.
That means Nick paid.
I don't know.
Chris don't remember. Chris would have remembered if he reached in to his wallet.
I may have. You I don't know. Remembered. That's a good question. I don't know if he did or if we split it. You know, we may have split it 50-50.
What?
But it was good. We had a good time.
Who
good
asked
time.
Who out? If I asked you out, I got to pay. No,
it was like a joint thing. We double date with our wives. Okay. It was fun. We outside in Harlem, you know, vibing. So it was cool. Yeah. But anyway, we started off the show, Rob, talking about Tom Brady and week four. It already leaked before the full schedule was released that Brady was returning to New England for the first time as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. And we get it. It's huge. It's big. It'll be incredibly hyped. It's a Sunday night game. But some people, I think, are going overboard, Rob, and they're saying that it will be the biggest regular season game in NFL history.
But, Chris, don't you remember before the Super Bowl, it was the same exact proclamation made? Don't you remember that?
I don't know, but I know. I think it's a little different situation because it was COVID.
But all the sports were down for COVID. But even in light of the COVID, Rob G, am I wrong? Didn't somebody do a story or say something about the matchup? It was a big deal. I remember us doing a topic.
Well, it was
about
a great
it.
Matchup.
No, I know, but it didn't live up to what I was saying is.
You mean in terms of
numbers,
viewership?
Right.
Yeah,
numbers.
But it was. I mean it. That was a huge game. I don't know. I don't know if people were projecting
it
the biggest Super Bowl
ever. It was a huge game, just like
ever.
The Tom Brady will be huge. But
right.
The greatest regular season game ever? I don't think so.
No, I don't either. Unless, I mean, even, I look, I don't know what the greatest regular season game was. I'd have to really do some research
there
on that.
There you go. Well, that's all you need to know, Chris, that you don't know what it is.
Do you have one in mind?
No, I'm saying I'm saying that makes the point.
Yeah,
of it.
I've thought
that
about Chiefs
point.
Rams.
Is that you?
But
is that
then
you
some remember Chiefs Rams 50 whatever it's 54 48 54 51 whatever that was. Remember that a few years ago, but some people might say where was the defense? I don't know, but
I remember the game. It was a great game.
Right. It was an awesome game.
You know
it's
what the greatest
classic.
Game I ever saw?
What?
Was a playoff game. And it was Kellen Winslow was the Chargers and the Dolphins. Do you remember that game?
Yes. When
that's the greatest football game ever.
Were the Dolphins down big or the Chargers?
It was a playoff game.
Somebody was down huge.
And the Chargers came. The Chargers, Rob G, can you find out the details? The Chargers won that game.
It was in the 80s.
And it was a soaking hot day, Chris. And I remember Kellen Winslow, not Junior, the father, the Hall of Famer, walking off drenched, like soaking wet. And it was a playoff game. I think it ended in overtime. It was just like one of the all-time great games.
Yeah, I mean, look, the immaculate reception. I mean, again, I'd have to really do some research before I said what was the best game or whatever. But I'm with you. I mean, look, it'll be better. We know it'll be hyped. With the technology today, it may be the most hyped game ever in the regular season. But for it to really, and it could live up to it, even if New England's not that good, and they rise to the occasion, and it turns out to be a great game, and Cam plays well, and Brady plays well, or doesn't play well, but it ends up being a really tight game, that could be great. But going into it, Rob, there's no way I'm going to say it will be the greatest regular season game ever unless New England looks like they can play. I mean, if they come out, I don't know how good they're going to be. Belichick's a very good coach, obviously. Let's see what Cam looks like in the first 3 weeks. Let's see if they win some games in the first 3 weeks. I mean, if they're horrible and Tampa Bay's rocking, they might go in there and blow them out.
And it won't be a game and people will turn it off right at halftime. That's
what
I'm saying.
Well, I don't know about that, but
what?
It'll be people will probably watch it through and through, but it just wouldn't be that great of a game.
Oh, people flip when it's a blowout just to look to see if there's something else. I mean, the whole idea of it is that there's always going to be the competition element. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you want to watch
we
a good
see
game.
That.
You know that. Chris, you say it all the NBA blowouts. You love basketball. I'm not going to watch a 40-point, 60-point blowout. I'm not. Not the second half.
Yeah, I mean, if they're taking out, I'll watch if they keep the stars in, but, you know, like you said, and in the NFL, they would keep the stars in most of the second half, but yeah, we'll have to see. It's just premature. I think that's the bottom line, and we both agree on that. Rob, interesting story, and again, I'm going to bring Rob G in to kind of explain it, but interesting story written by a friend of the show. She's been a guest, Mary Kay Cabot. About, you know, there was talk, Rob, as Aaron Rodgers, you know, there's talk about will he get traded and he wants out. And the Browns came up. Obviously, they've got Baker Mayfield, but they haven't signed him to an extension. And a story came out today by Mary Kay Cabot where she was saying the Browns aren't interested in Aaron Rodgers. Are there any details I left out, Rob G? What?
Well, quick clarification. The story came out late over the week, and we just haven't had time to get to it.
Okay.
And, you know, when the NFL releases their schedule, it's a lot like the guys in Vegas, and Rob, you know this. If there's a line out and you see some movement like, hey, you know, we thought Mac Jones was going to be the third overall pick, and then suddenly the line shifted all the way in favor of Trey Lance, because somebody knows something, you know?
Right.
And when the NFL schedule makers put out their primetime games, you know who's leading the NFL this upcoming season with the most games in primetime with 5, including a Christmas Day game, which might as well count as 6? That would be the Green Bay Packers. So they're not expecting Aaron Rodgers to be playing anywhere
100%,
but Lambeau Field.
Well, they've been saying,
100%.
The Packers have been saying they're not trading him.
And you know what?
But I'm saying the TV networks know there's no way they got the Packers on 6 times thinking he ain't going to be there. I
right.
think Rob G
I'm
is
sure
right.
they asked Green Bay, look, is there a possibility this happened? They're like, no, we're not
right.
trading him.
Right.
Right?
They're saying we're not giving you 6 games of Jordan Love on primetime.
Oh,
me tell
God.
You.
Right. What could they do? They'd have to right.
Or maybe Gutekunst was like, look, this dude, Jordan Love, is awesome. Trust me.
Well,
we're set.
Well, Chris, you just mentioned a minute ago, though, the Cleveland Browns and Mary Kay Cabot saying that, no, they're not interested in Aaron Rodgers, which would be interesting because the Browns do have 3 primetime games. So if he were to get traded to a team like Cleveland, at least we would see him on the big stage.
Yeah, look, I'm going to say this. And obviously Cleveland, people are expecting a lot. They had a great year last year. They actually played Kansas City well in the playoff game they lost. They beat Pittsburgh in a shocker. Considering that they were dealing with COVID the previous week. So everybody's expecting big things from the Browns, okay? Both sides of the ball, they look pretty good. I'm sorry, and I'm from Cleveland, one of the many places I'm from. I was just there this past weekend. Browns, if you can get Aaron Rodgers, get him. Are you kidding me? Look, I like Baker Mayfield. He had a nice year. He's a good quarterback. But if you can get Aaron Rodgers, get him. You play to win the Super Bowl. Won a game that Cleveland's never won. And when Art Modell took the Browns and moved them to Baltimore, Modell had never brought a Super Bowl to Cleveland. Guess what, Rob? He brought two to Baltimore. Cleveland
That was the team. That was the Browns. But no doubt.
That's right. This ain't about being good. I get it. They're saying, look, Baker can be our quarterback. I mean, they haven't locked him up yet. But, you know, they apparently are thinking Baker can be our quarterback for the next 10 years. And we will be really good. But it's not about that. You haven't won a football championship since Jim Brown was running the football, toting the mail, 1964. Get you a Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers, I believe, would have at least four great years left, very good years left, better years than Baker Mayfield will have. If I can get Aaron Rodgers, Rob, and I can get maybe one, maybe two Super Bowls out of him in these 4 years, or at least get there or have a better shot at getting there, I'm doing it.
In this NFL, as we've seen, things have changed drastically. Because we talked about it. Look at all the quarterback movement. They don't even give these guys two or three years. What are you talking about? If you can upgrade, you upgrade. I mean, that's where it is. When guys get rich, you know, they upgrade on their wives. They go out Christmas.
Is that what happened? Did you get a big promotion somewhere during those 5 years?
She upgraded on me, I think. No. But you know what I'm saying. Like, it happens where people upgrade. And I'm just saying, if you have an opportunity to win now because of the roster you have and you have access and a chance, Chris, if you got to trade your entire team that you built, then of course you're not going to do it, right?
Right.
That would defeat the purpose of getting Aaron Rodgers.
Absolutely.
If I have to give up my defense, then now I don't have a defense. Now Aaron Rodgers is in the same situation. So that there can't be that. So I understand why a team wouldn't want to undo what they've done. It's
totally
got to work, and you got to be able to keep the nucleus and think that you still have the roster good enough to win.
Right, and you know it might be some draft picks. It might be
for the future, but I'm talking about now,
right?
Like it's got to be.
Yeah, you can't break up your team. And look, the story, and correct me if I'm wrong, Rob G, was just saying that the Browns aren't even in the market. It wasn't saying, oh, the teams have talked and they got a chance, but the Browns don't want to deal him. No, it's not that. Nothing's closed. Nothing even has been discussed. But the Browns are a team people have thought about, Rob. And they said, wow, what about the Browns? If Aaron Rodgers goes there, they're certainly a team that people would think could give Kansas City a run for its money. And some people would pick them to get to the Super Bowl next year. And so that's all it is. But Mary Kay Cabot wrote, they're not even interested, according to her sources. And I look again, if it's a pipe dream, okay. You don't want Baker reading that, hey, the Browns want Aaron Rodgers. But if it could be managed and if you could get him, Rob, like you said, without giving up your squad you have right now, man, I'm sorry. I would do it, Rob.
I get it. I understand it totally. It's about trying to win a Super Bowl. I get it. You don't care about 4 years from now.
Yep.
You don't care about that stuff. You know, if you can get a Super Bowl, it's so hard to win. And we could just go to all kinds of sports, Chris, the Knicks, in the NBA, ask them if they would give everything to win one championship since 1973. Or ask the Dodgers that went 32 years, right, without winning. 32 years, Chris. Think about that, how long that is. And I know they were good, and they got to the World Series, and they made some other things and had exciting moments, But 32 years?
Right, right.
If you would have told them that you could have traded some of the young players that they have now and they could have won a championship 15 years ago, I bet you they would have done it.
I agree. And I think, Rob, I think some people's line of thought is, look, we're trying to build something where we'll be good for the next 10, 15 years. Not just win a Super Bowl and with an older guy and then we fall off. Look at Philadelphia, right? Does anybody remember that Super Bowl? You know, Nick Foles is gone. Carson Wentz is gone. Doug Peterson is gone. I get it, okay? We are a society where it's what have you done for me lately. I get all that. That's fine. If the Lakers, Rob, don't win it this year, people aren't going to be, you know, they're going to be upset. Okay. But that's inevitable, right? That's inevitable. Very few teams, Rob, are going to have what the San Antonio Spurs had or what the New England Patriots had with Tom Brady. That's just very unusual. So go get your Super Bowl when you can get it. And there's right, no guarantee that you're not going to. Right, you know, that you're going to get another chance.
You're going to have that kind of a roster. So you do have to take advantage of it. And it's just the whole idea of upgrading. Chris, you got a nice watch. You got a big bonus at work because your ratings were through the roof or whatever, and you got a bonus. And you got a chance to upgrade your watch. You had a really nice watch, but now you got a chance to get the watch you always wanted. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the time to get it.
Right, Rob. When we got the show... 3 weeks later, you had a new car.
No, I didn't. Like
I mean,
that.
It is souped up.
What?
It's pimped out. I mean, and then a week after that, you walked into the studio in some $700 Gucci sneakers. I get it.
You know what? It was kind of like that. Now that I think about it, was I really flaunting it? Wow.
Yes. But hey, you upgraded. I get it. I'm with you. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and it's your turn to weigh in. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Are the Cleveland Browns making a mistake by not even pursuing a trade for Aaron Rodgers? We will continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it is The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob on a Worship Wednesday coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
Well, do it
all right. 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. Do you think the Browns, there's reports that they're not interested in trying to get Aaron Rodgers? Rob and I think that's a mistake if you can get him. I mean, if you can't, you can't. But at least do your due diligence and see if you can bring him in there. But apparently Cleveland's not trying to do that. Do you think it's a mistake?
All right, let's kick it off with Blair in Maryland. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Blair?
What's going on, guys? Long time listener, first time caller.
There we go,
all right.
First timer.
Yes, yes.
Have you tried to call and couldn't get in, Blair?
I tried to call in about an hour ago on my way home from work, but I'm out again, so I figured I'd try to call in, and I got through. So,
all right,
it's a good time.
Yeah,
great.
But I just wanted to comment on the Browns trying to get Aaron Rodgers. I think it's a bunch of blow-up from the media. I don't think the Browns are interested at all in trying to get Aaron Rodgers, because I feel like they would have to trade too many of their star players in order to get somebody of Aaron Rodgers' caliber. You know, he just came off the MVP season,
right?
Got to the national championship game. He's been playing really good the past couple of years, and I just think the Packers would want way too much than what the Browns are willing to give up.
That's fair. I wouldn't break up our team.
That's what I said, Chris.
You can't break your team up
to get Aaron Rodgers, and then he doesn't have a defense or he doesn't have
Absolutely.
A running game. You're giving up Chubb, right? No, you're not going to do that,
right? Right, I agree.
All right, thanks, Blair. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the support. Let's go to Austin. I think that's who it is. I'm sorry. Austin. Yeah, Austin in Wisconsin. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Austin?
Hey, go Pack, go. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think they're definitely making a big mistake by not considering going after Aaron Rodgers. I mean, with Aaron Rodgers on your team, you're definitely bound to win more games, bound to get to the NFC Championship, and bound to lose. He choked in the big game. Take him. Take him. That's all I got. Thank you.
So you got Jordan Love next year. Are you ready?
He just wanted to rip Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, that was a rip job. Nice job, though, Austin. I'm not mad at you. Go ahead. Do your ripping. Wait till Jordan Love shows up.
He is the only player ever to lose four straight championship games. Only
Andre in Massachusetts, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Andre?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for taking the call. Yeah.
What's up, man?
Doing good. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, he lost a couple NFC championship games, you know, but there's a fact of the matter that they didn't trust him in the final NFC championship game. They didn't give him that opportunity, and I think that's really why we're in the situation we're in. Concerning Aaron Rodgers, to
really?
Cleveland, listen to me.
You think that's what it stems from? That call by LaFleur?
I think when you have a boy genius, coach who's probably younger than Aaron Rodgers, and he takes the ball out of his hands when he has the opportunity to cement his legacy, he took the ball, and then he doesn't get the ball back, so his legacy takes a huge hit. He didn't have the chance. Now, he should have ran it. We know that.
Right.
But to deny Aaron Rodgers even the chance and for that game to really be such a huge deal in terms of his overall legacy, Brady going on in the Super Bowl, Aaron Rodgers, you know, that, I think, is a big deal, you know, because you didn't give him the chances, I've said a number of times. But to the point, in terms of Cleveland, they really challenged the Buffalo Bills in the divisional round, so they seemed to have some momentum going, and they weren't on Aaron Rodgers' list of preferred teams. So I think for them to really swing for the fences, this would have to be a grand salami of epic proportion for all these things to come together, Aaron Rodgers to want to go there and to fit in seamlessly. So this particular situation doesn't work. I think they can just build on their momentum. And, again, for Rodgers, I think, you know, Rob G makes a good point about all the NFL games that the Packers have in prime time. I think Rodgers is dug in, and there's going to have to be a parting of the ways. I won't be able to call back in this week, but I think you guys are doing the right thing, growing the audience to support 1,000%. Thanks.
No doubt.
All right,
and we appreciate
a lot,
you, Andre.
Brother.
You're a loyal guy, and you just check in next week with us. That's all.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Our next guest played his basketball at Florida State. Now he is entering the NBA draft after 3 years with the Seminoles. And we welcome in Raekwon Gray. Raekwon, welcome to the Odd Couple.
What's happening?
Is he there?
Yeah, I'm here. You can hear me?
Yeah, we got you now. How are you, man?
I'm good. Thank you for having me tonight.
It's great to have you on. And let me, as we said, you're entering the NBA draft. What is this time like for you right now? What are you doing to prepare yourself to get drafted and, you know, what kind of workouts and just the whole thing? What is it like right now?
Right now I'm out here in Dallas. You know, I'm going in the morning, you know, strength and conditioning. And in the afternoon, I'll go on at the gym. You know, we'll get skill work in. That's pretty much every day, 5 days a week. You know, I'm on a meal plan, eating, you know, healthy food, taking care of my body, recovering. So just spending a lot of time around the basketball and just kind of sharpening my mind, you know, increasing my IQ, stuff like that. So just really eating, sleeping basketball right now.
You running like much 5-on-5? I know it's COVID still, but, you know, or did more individual workouts?
Not right now. Not 5-on-5 right now. Just more individual workouts, trying to, you know, just increase, sharpen my skills up a little bit, you know, tune everything up.
So was this your dream? Did you grow up dreaming of wanting to be a particular basketball player? Where does this NBA thing come from?
I mean, my family's a football family, so, you know, I kind of dreamed of playing, you know, football before basketball or anything, but, you know, I wanted to create my own legacy, you know, as a kid, and I didn't realize I can, you know, get to this point until probably my freshman year of college or sophomore year of college, really. You know, I started to get a lot better, you know, and develop. So,
right.
You know, I'm just taking it day by day. You know, it's definitely fun to be in this process, and it's a dream, like you said before, and I'm just living in it. So,
but
you're listed
what,
as
let me say this,
Chris.
Let me just follow up. But this is what I like, is that despite being football and you played, and I'm sure you played football coming up, you know, you're taking advantage of a situation and you're doing, you know, like you have an option. Like that's what I loved about the Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray is the first player ever drafted first round in football, first round in baseball, but he gave himself an option, you know? Like a lot of players today, they only play one sport. Are you happy that you played two?
I probably started playing football around fifth grade. You know, that's when I really started to take basketball serious. So, I mean, I played two, you know, up until around that time. And I was super young. I didn't really know at the time, you know, about the NBA or none of that. But,
right.
Yeah, I'm definitely thankful. You know, football definitely translated a little bit to, you know, basketball. I think basketball is a physical sport also. So, you know, just having that mentality of playing football and be able to take hits and being tough kind of translates to basketball. So I'm definitely grateful for, you know, the opportunity to play football. It helped me a lot in basketball.
You're 6'8", 260. That's what you're listed as. So I'm sure that your high school coaches were trying to get you to play football.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. I was still growing a little bit. So, I mean, but definitely they came to me almost every other day trying to convince me to play football. But, you know, I was kind of set, and I thought, you know, I can make it in basketball, and I had a chance to, you know, get to the highest level. So I just kind of stuck with it and wanted to do my own thing. You know, I want to take the typical route. You know, everybody want to play football. You know, I'm from South Florida, so that's all we kind of play down there is football. But,
right.
You know, I want to do my own thing and, you know, create my own path for kids behind me.
Can you now make threes? That's what I want to know.
You say, can I make threes?
Yes.
Of course. I think I could do it all. You know, I think it's nothing but basketball court I can't do. So.
Now, that's viewed, though. I'm sure you've read or heard people say that's what they say you have to work on. I've seen, you know, you got the handle. You got perimeter skills, even as a big guy who played power forward at Florida State. And what I've read from scouting and things like that is that you need to work on the three. You shot 27% or 26% in college from three. Were you in a situation where you were holding back? Or, you know, it wasn't called for you. That wasn't your role at Florida State, so you didn't shoot the three much. Or is that legitimately something you just got to improve on and hasn't really been a big strength of your game?
Nah, I mean, see, that's kind of going back to when I was a younger kid. You know, I grew up, you know, just spotting up in the corner and shooting threes and making threes. And even in high school, I think once I got to Florida State, I developed more of my complete game so I can be able to create a little bit off the dribble. You know, I wouldn't want to bail guys out. You know, if I'm a bigger, stronger guy, why would I settle for a three? And if I know I can get an and-one or, you know, get close to the basket, higher percentage shot. That's just all basketball IQ. You know, everybody has questions about me making shots, but I didn't take that many because that just wasn't my job. I was more of a creator guy for my other teammates. You know, I had guys on my team that shot 40-plus percent, like at least five guys on our team shot 40%. So why would I, you know, settle for threes when I can create threes for my teammates and, you know, help our team flow better? You know, I think that was my job to, you know, create shots, but I can definitely make threes. I'm not really concerned about it. You know, I'm in the gym all the time getting reps, so I'm not really too concerned about the percentages or anything, you know, so.
Okay. What do you hear? I always wonder about, you know, just people in your ear telling you about this, telling you how good you are, telling you, giving you some doubts. What are you hearing from the outside or from people just around? Like, you know, are there people in your ear or are you trying to stay clear of that, trying to stay focused? What is that process?
I mean, I don't know. I think that's kind of for them to talk about, you know, what people say about me. I can't control what they think about me. You know, not everybody's going to like me. Or, you know, right. Like everything about me. So, I mean, I can't control that. I don't really listen to that. You know, honestly, I kind of, you know, I'm a strong believer in God. You know, what God has for me, He has for me. You know, my mom does a great job of keeping me level-headed. And also my coach at Florida State, you know, Coach Charlton Young, he talks to me every day still, you know, just trying to keep my mind right. And that's what he did when I was at Florida State. And, you know, Roger does a great job, my agent. You know, I have a strong background. You know, I'm family-oriented. You know, that's what I rely on. I don't really care about, you know, what other people have to say about me. So, I don't really pay attention to it. You know, I can't control what people think about me, so.
Now, you've played with several guys who are in the NBA at Florida State. I mean, they're really churning them out right now. Patrick Williams with Chicago, Devin Vassell with the Spurs, Terrence Mann, who's starting to really show some stuff with the Clippers. And now, you know, you and Scottie Barnes this year
having played with so many guys on your team, not in the conference or guys you go against, but guys that were on your team that are now in the league, what type of effect does that have on you? And what are they telling you? Are you talking to them? Are they saying, yo, you can definitely play up here, or you got to do this, you got to do that, make sure you work on this? Like, what does that do for you having played with those guys, and are you getting any advice from them?
I mean, playing with them was a great experience, obviously. You know, that shows that I can play with good players, and I don't have to be the man on the team. You know, when you have so many pros, like you said before, like, you know, I can play with good players. You know, you can put me anywhere, you know, and I know how to, you know, play with good players, and I know how to win. I think that's a key thing that, you know, I learned from those guys. They came in and worked every day. But I talk to those guys all the time. You know, Trent Forrest, he plays for the Jazz. He's one of my closest friends. Devin Vassell, you know, Patrick is my roommate. You know, Terrence, man, is like a big brother to me. So we talk all the time, probably every other day or at least once a week. You know, they just try to tell me that they know I can definitely play that level on it, and they see it. You know, they kind of give me advice on what I need to do, you know, how things are, the pace of the game, and, you know, what certain reads and, you know, physicality of it. But they said that, you know, they came in and, you know, they had to adjust to it, and they said I'll have to go through the same thing. But they definitely said I can play that level, and they can see me playing at that level for a long time. So just hearing that from those guys gave me confidence, you know, going through this process and knowing that I belong at that level. So
cool. You, another one of your teammates this year, Scotty Barnes, a lot of, you know, he's projected as a lottery pick and all that. How good do you think he can be? And it looked like he didn't, I mean, you guys had a lot of really good players on your team, so his numbers aren't huge because it was kind of spread around. But how good do you think he can be? Because a lot of people really expect big things from him.
I think, you know, sky's the limit for him. I think he's 19 years old. You know, he's 6'9", freak athlete. You know, he has a high basketball IQ, can pass the ball, run and jump like anybody I've ever seen before. I think that, you know, once he puts it all together, you know, gets his body stronger, he's going to be a great player in the NBA. And I think, you know, he just has to go to the right situation, somebody that believes in him, you know, like he believes in himself. And I'm confident, you know, he'll be able to play and, you know, uphold his own, you know, the NBA level because, you know, just kind of competitor he is. You know, he competes every day. You know, he likes to have fun. So, I mean, he's getting a great person, you know, overall. But I think he'd be fine at the NBA level. I think he'd be just fine. And a lot of people on our team, you know, we shared the ball, like you said before, you know, spread out. So you don't really see guys at Florida State average 20 points. You see us average 10 or 11 points. And so that's just kind of how we play. And, you know, that's the style of play to win. So.
All right. That's Raekwon Gray, Florida State forward. Yes, brother. Good luck. He's a junior at Florida State entering the NBA draft. Good luck, man. We hope to see you at the next level.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Good job, too. Good job on the radio. We appreciate it.
Yep. More Odd Couple coming your way. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
That's right. It's the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday as we're wrapping it up. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Rob, the Brooklyn Nets with James Harden on the floor are making quick work of the San Antonio Spurs.
Are they blowing up 96-81.
I know I'm about 45 seconds behind.
Yeah, you're like 3 minutes behind on that stream, right? The game's over. The game's over already. You're still talking about it.
But, yeah, according to my TV, it's 96-81 with 5 seconds left in the third quarter. James Harden, not a big night. Only played six – so far, played 16 minutes. He's got 8 points, five rebounds, six assists. So, obviously, they're bringing him along slowly. But he is a plus six in terms of plus minus. Kevin Durant's only got 12 points, Rob. So a lot of guys. Blake Griffin, 13. Bruce Brown, 11. The big man, Landry Shamet, 21 points. So
they're mixing it around, letting everybody play, right?
Okay. Yep. Balanced attack. They're going for their third straight win. Remember, they lost those four straight games. And, you know, now they've won two straight, beat the Nuggets, beat the Bulls. And now appear to be on their way to beating San Antonio. Still,
and then
a quarter
they have
of
what, two left? And then they got two left.
Yeah, I think two games left. Yep. So hopefully they can get,
you know, they're three players out there together.
The last two games, they'll get the big three together for the last two games, right?
But you know, Rob, I mean, look, they're the worst, obviously, because their three best players only played seven games thus far together. But a lot of teams are in this boat, and that could help them. You know, the Lakers, obviously, there's questions about what kind of health they're going to have. Denver's without Jamal Murray. Utah, Donovan Mitchell and Mike Conley, their starting backcourt will be coming back from injury. They're supposed to be ready for the playoffs, but they're out right now. You know, Milwaukee's been fairly healthy. Philadelphia, Joel Embiid's kind of in and out, but, you know, he should be ready and fine for the playoffs. So, but a lot of teams are dealing with this, which maybe that'll help the Nets. You know, it's just disjointed all around.
Right, because it's not just them. It's,
right,
it's not,
right, right. I mean, no, they're trying to do something, you know, that you and I mean, not only us, it just hasn't been done before. You know, I mean, they got super talent, but we've never seen a team play so little together and win the championship right away. But, you know, like we said, it'll be interesting. But tonight, the Lakers, we mentioned them, and a lot of people thought LeBron would be back for their game against Houston, and he's not. Anthony Davis is out with a groin injury, and LeBron's resting the ankle. I don't know if this is, you know, some people think they're just, you know, making sure he's ready for the play, which I get. I mean, that's your number one priority, get him healthy. But I'm a bit surprised, Rob, that he's not ready to play tonight, if indeed he's not ready. He said on his Twitter, I'm close. But I won't be out there tonight, hoping to play this weekend. That's a little surprising because people thought he would play yesterday.
Yeah, I'm with you. I thought he would play in that game and then take tonight off. But then since he didn't play, maybe because they won or whatever, maybe they just realized they can't get out of the
that they're
you
going
know,
to be seventh
in seventh spot.
Anyway.
Yeah,
right.
What's the difference, Chris? If you like, right? Because Portland,
yeah, good point.
It's kind of cemented in there. Even though they beat the Knicks in that game, and even though they should be able to beat the Rockets, maybe they just realized we can't get there. You know, like Portland didn't give them an opening. You know, where they could have escaped. And I think maybe
they're a game. Yeah, Portland's fifth. I mean, they're it's all jumbled up. But Portland and Dallas are a game ahead of the Lakers in the fifth and sixth spot. So it's not impossible, but they don't have the tiebreaker. Rob G, I don't think they have the tiebreaker against either team.
No, they don't.
And they have to win out, and they need Portland to lose two of their final three games. Thankfully, Portland has a tough schedule. They got back-to-back with Utah and Phoenix, followed by Denver to end the season.
Yeah. So it's interesting, but I'm going to say this, Rob, and look, you don't fear any team, especially when you're the defending champions and you have LeBron James, but they might be better off in the seventh seed. They really, and I know you got to play in, but look, even I don't think they would lose to Golden State. It's possible anything could happen in a one and done, especially when you got a Steph Curry who could get hot. But even if you lose that, then you just play the winner of the 9-10 matchup, which is Memphis and San Antonio. So I think they'll survive the play-in, however they have to survive it. And then if you're the 7th or 8th seed, Rob, you get either Phoenix or Utah. Now, if you're the 6th seed, guess who you get most likely?
Who?
The Clippers.
Right.
So I'm not, I mean, again, not that the Lakers fear them.
Right, but is that who you want to play in the first
round?
Right, right.
I mean, look, you get a week off roughly to prepare, you know, for your first round matchup while the play-in's being played. So if you're in the play-in, I mean, you get no break. So I get that. But, you know, it might not be a bad idea but it just might work out for the Lakers if they end up playing a Utah or Phoenix in the first round versus the Clippers. I don't think there's any way. If LeBron and AD are close to 100%, Rob, there's no way I see Phoenix beating them. And probably not even Utah or Denver, but no way I see Phoenix beating them in the first round.
Wow. I think Phoenix is going to beat them.
You think Phoenix is going to beat them?
Yep, I do.
Yeah, I
too many
only
things.
One like with I any said, experience just is Chris.
Too many, I know, but just too many things with that Laker team. Just too many things have to go right.
All right.
That bothers me.
All right, couple.